There are many doors for different things. I tend to think of a door as a valve, which opens to an enclosed space or different area with possibly a different climate, different lighting, or maybe even a different time and place. A door may open to a closet, as well as used as a transition point to garden spaces outside or sheltered spaces inside. The Lord even built doors into our heart, which allows blood to flow one way but not the other. We have a type of door in our minds called boundaries, which allows or disallows certain scenarios or people in or out. Doors are necessary. Without a door, your refrigerator would be pretty useless. Without a door, your house would be open to anyone, righteous or criminal, who might want to walk in and do whatever. I see exit doors as a way to leave this space, true, but more as an entrance to another place. Every door is a choice to pass through or not. The very word for door in Scripture paints a picture of a humble entrance to the aspirations of our heart. It is access to the truth. To enter into the aspirations of our heart, at some point, we must exit a door to enter a door, taking courage to fully step into transition. In relationships, typically, we can't open the new door until we close the old. Our mouth is a door, for example, Matthew 5, verse 2, and he opened his mouth and taught them. With Jesus, he opened the door of his face and the truth rolled out. In Job 41, 14, in reference to Leviathan, it says, "Who can open the doors of his face?" The word door there means a hinged or swinging valve, and the word is the literal spelling of the Hebrew letter dalet, which means door. In the case of Leviathan, to say the doors of his face isn't just about the jaws, but about the consuming nature of his character, which looks to possess and destroy whatever is in his path. The Lord makes us a promise that I have found to be true over and over. In Psalm 81:10, he says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." If we let Jesus into our heart, opening the door to him who knocks, he will open our lips and fill our heart and mouth with goodness. If we let Jesus in, he will open a way to us so we can go out. John 10:9, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." I want to be the kind of fellow who knocks on the little door cut into the wall, you know, the one which smells like wildflowers. I want to be the kind of person who knocks and waits, because when the door is opened from the inside, I know it leads someplace so very extraordinary and different. It is that knowing and excitement of what is beyond the garden door that is so inspirational to me. It is God's promise of beyond. The Lord keeps the door open to us, even when we're just all wrong about everything. A.W. Tozer said that every ransomed man owes his salvation to the fact that during the days of his sinning, God kept the door of mercy open by refusing to accept any of his evil acts as final. The Lord said, "Always with you, never leave you." He'll never shut the door on you, and you'll not be locked out so you can't go home anymore. I found a great little video done by Rock Island Books. The Hebrew word Adonai is used 439 times in Scripture. Listen, this is important to know. Within the Lord's very name is a door, And Adonai literally means a strong leader who does mighty deeds that opens the door to a place where life is preserved and protected. Did you get that? Let me say it again. Adonai literally means a strong leader who does mighty deeds that opens the door to a place where life is preserved and protected. Are you available to go in God's door and also available to invite others to come? The Lord will lead us in to lead us out, for He leads us beside still water and restores our souls.